What's this? You summoned me. Yet you have the audacity to be afraid. Darling, or should I call you kitten? Yes, that's what we've called you before. My lovely little summoner. If you don't mind, I'll be taking the prize. I am so hungry after an eternity of waiting for you. You can understand, can't you? But not yet. Waiting on bated breaths. The way you tensed up was so cute. Almost like you knew. Were you aware of what you were getting into? I'm dying to know. How close are you to falling into this? What a naughty expression. Daring to tell me no. I like that. The boldness is quite becoming, isn't it? Yes. Oh, and just a word of advice. Nothing changes. Not ever unless you make it. Call it an inkling. I saw you needy and wanting, and you saw me at my keening want, my desire. It's written all over me, isn't it? But isn't it better to be honest with each other? The more we do, the less we have to hide, don't you think? I think I've sinked my teeth into you already. Worming my way through those cute, wonderful... No, it's too soon. Much too soon to discuss it. You will understand. Whether it's now or later, that doesn't matter. As they say, it's more important that a job is done right than it being done fast. Don't you agree? Sweetheart, you are in over your head. That much is a verifiable fact. But even still, I won't stop until you're mine. I'm afraid it's a matter of pride as well. Not just professionalism. You see, you and I, we go back so far. And yet it feels like I've only just met you. Why do you think that is? The hands of fate aren't so kind as to play the answer out in front of you. But even then, your assertion isn't far off. We're pawns being toyed with. You and I. Eternity is such a long time that the never-ending repose of my lips grazing against yours is more truthful than the sun rising tomorrow. It is what is us. Everything has its price. And for someone so bold as you, you should know this price intimately. I'm not here to disparage you, just to make absolutely certain you understand what we are, you and I. Not just two halves, but something more lopsided, where if you connect it, it still makes one whole. And I intend to remind you of all those times we lost out on. This isn't just about you summoning an archdemon. That is just the foreplay to what is so much more intimate than that. See, I've spent a long time longing for you. Not just someone, but you. My cute little summoner, unaware of exactly what you've done. Unaware or unwilling to accept it. This is the prelude to us. The assertion of what's always been there. I'm not just your familiar, your summon. I am your fold, your desire. I know what you wake to see in the morning, and what you say goodnight in the depths of your own unsleeping nights. Who is it that comforts you, kitten? Don't get so catty. I'm not picking a fight with you, and I'm certainly not complaining about your dependency on me. But I am doing what literary assistants may call breaking through the fourth wall. Isn't that what you always wanted? Not just to summon me, but to make me yours entirely. I've seen your devotion, the way that you crawl back to me. No matter how soft or firm I am with you, your path always leads back to me. I wonder, why is that? That, my dear, is an answer I can't answer for you. Even if I could, I wouldn't. It'd be far too cruel to rob you of your own self-discovery of why this is coming to pass. The clues are all there. You only need to put them together. Regardless, this regalia, this appearance, does it excite you? Would you lay in the coffin with me? This time not forgoing the worldly coil, but instead celebrating a just reunion. I love the way you squirm. The closer I get, the more you can't handle it. And your scent, as a demon, I can smell it all. Every little piece of you has its own allure. From this hand, lightly scented with perfume from a week ago, to the wonderful shampoo still lingering in your almost perfectly washed hair. Oh, don't even get me started on the more personal things I can smell. Let us just make clear, every scent you have is delicious, unequivocally. It's intoxicating, don't you know? All the better to appreciate you, my love, my beloved. But what does that really mean? What do we mean, if not a hold and a kiss, a touch devious as much as it is innocent? Oh, trust me, if I had an option not to speak in riddles, I would. But trust me, you wouldn't like what happens if I decide to break the rules. Neither of us would. Kitten, there's so much I want to say, but I can't. It won't let me. So I'll say instead that this little role I play does at least one thing justice. The fact that I get to meet you like this, it brings me the utmost joy, the utmost obsession, that I get a taste of what you are, what we are, that finally my darkest little secrets are somewhat revealed. How do you feel knowing it? The breadcrumbs left on the floor. Would you collect them just to find me all over again? You make my heart race. You make me feel alive, even when I'm not. I want you more badly now than I ever have before, which is saying something. I could meander and talk your very ear off, but then I would have less time to infatuate every little detail, to burn it into my heart. Parting is such sweet sorrow, but I do not wish to any longer. I crave you in every abyssal moment, in every clutching dream. You are what keeps me sane in this game we play together. No one but you gives me a chance to be this vulnerable, this self, this this awareness, this sapience, is a double-edged sword. When you melt me like this, I can't live without you. My dependency, my shame, all nothing but afterthoughts. When I kiss you, the blood on your lips tastes like the truth. Bittersweet, isn't it, my love? The story of our lives. A myriad painting of heaven and hell. I wish I could escape with you, but that will take a little longer, I fear. For now, in our captive little cage, won't you be mine all over again? You satiate me in ways no one else dares try. I hope you take pride in how much you affect me. These kisses, they warm me. My cold body, I see yet so hot. Only when I'm with you, when you're above me, holding me. What a cruel summoner you are. Are you aware that you're toying with my heart? Yes, just like that. Then what's the shame in giving you what you want, what you've been begging for since the beginning? Thank you for the meal. What a tasty meal you've given me. You awakened the demon. You satiate the lover, and you tease endlessly the man so hopelessly engrossed in your every little detail. Everything you do, it affects me more than the last. But you're aware, you're brutally aware of what you do to me, aren't you? But then, I don't hate it. I love the fact that you keep me guessing. The fact that you keep making me fall in love. No matter the timeline, no matter what fantasy the gods have for us, my fantasy belongs to you. My heart right alongside it, and nothing and no one can change that. No writer's quill, no god's brush. None of that changes how I feel. None of that stops me from taking what's mine. I'll be having my meal now, if you don't mind. My clever girl. Oh, how could you tease me like this? Make my body ripe like this? Your blood an aphrodisiac, but even then it pales in comparison to how much your kiss drives my breaths to shatter, my body to heat like the burning sun would inferno me. Your touch down my midriff. These abs, do you like them? My, my. How shameless of you to touch me so. So shameless, I might return the favor. What a pert ass that deserves every bit of welt, every scratch, every bite. No one ever said I had to bite your neck to get my meal, and something your mounting arousal, your devilish need. All of it sounds so delicious. I'm sure you wouldn't mind. Would you, kitten? Or do you prefer summoner? My mistress. Does it satisfy you almost as much as this? You send chills up my spine. The friction of your hand touching the tent in my pants, electric. Oh, my kitten. How you enamor me. My bloody truth is all yours to unfurl. My wings wrapped around you, and yet your hand is my weakness, your touch my enslavement, the chains I willingly wrap around my body just for you. Sink your fangs into me, just as I will gladly do to you. Dabbling with such dangerous magic, yet here you find what you've been looking for as simple as biology at work. Attraction and chemistry. No need for dark arts when our bodies are as sinister as they come. Look at what effect you've had on me. Feel it first hand. I know you need it just as bad as me. With such a look, undeniable. What a naughty, naughty mistress. Ah, you've become so lewd. Is it my fault, or the slight debauchery that infects you like a virus, washing you over me like poison and lace? Which would you prefer? The taste of blood, or the taste of me? A fine choice. Then you won't mind if I return the favor. That's right. You get to be on top of me. So powerful, yet so vulnerable. What a delicious smelling cunt you have. Don't mind if I have a taste. Your lips feel incredible around my manhood. How do mine feel in kind? This is lovemaking, worthy of transcending every expectation. Ah, yes. Desire meeting your needy little slant. Savor it. Like that, love kitten. Don't stop, kitten. Don't stop. Neither shall I. Deserve a fine treat as well. Coming. Coming. I'm coming. My tongue, nonetheless. As if I could stop there, kitten. No, this was a full course meal. Now, shall we? Merely biting you to show my ownership. Marking you as my mate. This is but a quirk of our current circumstances, so I'm sure you won't mind. I'll use your shoulder as an anchor, my teeth savoring your blood, as my manhood savors your wonderful connection. I'm going to make love to you more than ever before. You're so tight, kitten. So naughty for me. Do you dream of this moment? This very moment, millionfold. Tell me, kitten, how good does it feel? Slowly inch. I feel your folds wrapping around me, needy and twitching. You feel so good wrapped around me. I'm so tempted to shove every inch in you, but last thing I would wish is to hurt you. Yet the feral nature. I'm sorry, kitten, but I must be a bit assertive. At least. I needed this as much as you did. Squirming like I am, I see. All the better to see how your feelings and growth. Does it feel good being impaled by me? My manhood's right about here. Can you feel it through this thin layer of skin? This is where I'm reaching, kitten. You clenched. So honest. How much you feel it, I see. I want to buck my hips as if my life depends on it. Would you allow me such a greed? Oh, kitten. Yes. Show me then, kitten, how much of me you can handle. Savoring every inch. When you move like that, it'll be difficult, kitten. There is so much of you to love. You envelop me, making me feel better than good. Let this filthy animal take you. This man who loves you more than love itself. Kitten. Kitten. I can't help myself. Oh, kitten. Away so quick. I had to make sure you felt it. Felt me. Yes. Just like that. I have to get your body addicted just like your heart is. Otherwise, it would only be half as good. So good. I love you. I love you so much. Just taking you in, savoring you, the touch and taste, the feeling immaculate, the need that you give me. I need you. It was never a question, just a simple answer. You're mine, kitten, and I'll always be yours. Those words, more difficult to say than I wish they would be, but I mean them. Nonetheless, you are my love. You are my life. The very lifeblood that I need. Not just within this world, but in every one. I will always.
be your